The pandemic has upended everyday life and deeply damaged a number of industries and business sectors. One we've covered extensively on the show is the restaurant and bar category. Owners had to pivot quickly to balance takeout with on-site dining and implement policies to protect patrons and employees. In the midst of the season that provides the Valley's best weather, patio dining is an important option as cases continue to spike. The Safest Outside Restaurant Program, in effect since December, is intended to help restaurants offer more comfort on their patios, including heaters and outdoor furniture. And Governor Ducey added $2 million to the program earlier this month. To learn about its impact, I spoke with Nick Camposano of Born and Raised Hospitality, owners of Clever Koi. We began by talking about what it was like for his business when the pandemic first hit in March.
You know, and I think everybody's had to navigate as best they can. You know, Chris Bianco said it really good in the beginning of this, where, you know, this isn't in our handbook. Something like this isn't, you know, we're not really trained for this. So we just have to do the best we can, keep everybody safe. When COVID hit, it was very uncertain. And then literally it changed in 24 hours overnight. Restrictions were in, lockdowns were in, everybody was trying to navigate, you know, something that was we're not used to. We didn't know. So we navigated through takeout, did the best we could, kept the staff safe, socially distanced, masked, gloves, washing hands, sanitizing.
And then as you moved to offer more outdoor dining, what was that like, Nick?
So in May, when it went to limited dine-in seating, the patio was, even though it was warm, I mean, you know, we have misters and things like that. That's a confident place for guests that, you know, are worried in a sense, but still, you know, want to go out and dine. And the Arizona Restaurant Association, you know, they were very helpful in what you're referring to is that patio extension grant that Governor Ducey put in place. Because as you know, with COVID and 50% capacity, doing takeout, having to navigate the ups and the downs, you're down in sales and restaurant margins are very, very thin. So any assistance that was provided from, you know, the city is amazing. I mean, that helps us so much, you know, and having that opportunity, we're so grateful for going through it, having to navigate. And yes, things take time and stuff like that, but having that opportunity and that outlet, whether you take it or you don't, is a service to small business. And being at the patio and building, you know, whatever you needed to build, whether it was, you know, for us, we did planter boxes and extended our patio, and our landlords were very, you know, helpful in that sense as far as letting us do that. And then having to file an extension for your liquor license, as well as, you know, making sure health permit can go over there as well. It was quick once you started to do that. And that allowed us not to pull from revenue coming from the restaurant which we want to allocate that to our staff, pay our staff, you know, pay our bills, not get behind, and allocate that money to expand our dining platform.
You and your partner got into this business because of hospitality. You wanted to have people around and enjoying the product you're getting. How important is this experience and the fact that people may be able to offer this in a greater way with expanded patio and whatnot?
Yeah, so that experience, hospitality, dining is all about your experience, food, beverage, everything held on the same level, service, all that stuff. And being able to expand the patio in Arizona, where, like you had mentioned, is so nice outside, is huge. Everybody wants to sit outside. And if having the social distancing, having the table 6 feet apart, you know, it is super crucial. It's super nice out. And some restaurants have that ability. They can go into their parking lot. They can expand into the hallway. You know, that is outside, and it's super crucial and super beneficial, you know, for that to be an option. That opportunity and them focusing the grant on expanding PO at that time is amazing. Guests want to be outside. They feel most confident, most comfortable outside, and being able to expand your outside presence with the help of the community, with the help of the city, with the help of the liquor board, all working together is amazing, is super crucial.
In your heart of hearts, what does this look like for you? And if you want to expand it to the industry, if we hit optimistic goals of maybe by, you know, first of summer, people who want to get vaccinated can, how big a difference can that make for your business and for the industry,
right,
even if we can gradually get back to normal?
Yeah, I mean, gradually getting back to normal, like people, you know, dining is that experience. People, you never know. It could be, you know, long lost friends that are sitting down and enjoying a meal at your restaurant, you know, grandparents meeting a newborn baby of, you know, their son or their daughter or whoever, you know, and that's so important. And as, you know, we continue to be safe and we continue to try to do the best we can across the board, you know, now we have these extended patios. So even if there's some sort of help after the fact where we can continue to dine outside and continue to have restaurants bounce back with the option of keeping that extended patio, it would be amazing. You know, everybody needs to bounce back. You know, businesses are suffering, but we, you know, obviously we need to stay safe.
Nick Campisano is co-owner of Born and Raised Hospitality, and you're listening to the show.